52-year-old Anastasia Moyo, a Blaue resident, was a teenager at the height of the Liberation War in the late 1970s. Mrs. Moyo had to abandon books after the mission school she was attending was closed in 1978 as the war was reaching its climax. Mrs. Moyo says she vividly remembers Independence Day in 1980 as she, along with her siblings and other locals, celebrated the birth of a new nation with excitement mixed with happiness and fervent hope for a brighter future.
We had believed that Zimbabwe had come. It was my two sisters and my brother, and my father had actually given in to the pressure because we were teenagers at that time. We had even wanted to go and meet Joshua Nkomo in Harare, but it failed because of logistic problems in terms of transport. We went to Baba Fields and it was so full. People were singing the war songs that they used to sing there. It was just a hive of a happy event for the people. The air was filled with happiness.
Mrs. Moyo draws a sharp contrast between the first independence commemoration and the ones in the recent past. She says the optimism for a better life shared by the majority in 1980 is now turned into despair and frustration as life has been getting increasingly tough over the years. She says many people her age feel that despite the racial discrimination, they were better off under white rule.
Today is disastrous in that there is no industry. People are not working and there is no food on the table. Everyone is on the street. They are selling. And even if they are selling, you have the city council police who will occasionally arrest these people who are trying to make an honest living to pay rentals to send their children to school. So it's now so painful to be in Zimbabwe.
Mpo Mhlophe, another Blaue resident, says Zimbabwe's independence brought with it a mixture of happiness and a sense of relief. Mhlophe's parents had been heavily involved in the armed struggle, and she, together with her siblings, often had to stay with relatives as their Pelandaba home was constantly under siege from Rhodesian security agents. For Mhlophe, Independence Day was a family affair with a number of people converging at her parents' home for a get-together in honor of the day. Retired Colonel Patron Nketa Kuchwekaya was a cadre in the Zimbabwe People's Revolutionary Army, or ZIPRA, the armed wing of ZAPU, then led by Joshua Nkomo. Kuchwekaya operated in the northern part of the country. At the end of the war, he was one of the people responsible for overseeing the movement of ZIPRA combatants into the assembly point at Rukomeji in the Zambezi Valley. Kuchwekaya spent Independence Day confined in the camp with other ex-combatants, but says there was an all-round feeling of happiness.
We were celebrating that independence has arrived. They came to deliver some OPEC beer. I think that's what we saw. There was not much activity happening, but we're rejoicing that at least the country is liberated. We just hope that things were going to work okay for everybody.
Kuchwekaya laments the prevailing hardships and says the fallen heroes who gave their lives for the independence of the country must be turning in their graves.
There is one thing that you can feel around the country, especially amongst the youngsters. Poverty is growing. The few rich are getting richer each day. People have got multiple farms, and some people have got nothing. Factories have been closed, and things are not working for everyone. Whilst we are celebrating, all these people who died liberating in the war of liberation, if they're given a chance to look back and say what is happening in this country, honestly, they'll be disappointed.
Sifas Msipa, a veteran nationalist who is one of the few senior former ZAPU members remaining, also has a very clear recollection of Independence Day. Like most nationalist leaders and thousands of Zimbabweans, Msipa, who had participated in the Lancaster House negotiations in England, was at Rufaro Stadium in the then Salisbury, where the main celebrations took place.
Oh, it was a wonderful day. You know, it was wonderful to see Prince Charles bringing down the Union Jack and Mugabe hosting the Zimbabwe flag and so on. It was a glorious moment we will ever always remember.
Msipa agrees that independence no longer has much meaning to ordinary Zimbabweans.
I know speeches will be made, promises will be made, but life is getting tougher and tougher for our people. And yet, before independence, we were giving people that hope it would be a land of plenty, a country full of milk and honey, meaning there would be enough to eat, people would be happy. But all that is not happening. The speeches you hear at Independence Day and so on are just platitudes and nothing more.
Despite the current circumstances, there is no doubt that those who were old enough to be part of the first Independence Day celebrations have pleasant memories, which most of those born after independence find hard to comprehend, owing to the problems that have been brought on by several years of economic decline. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shaba.